Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Our party's not your thing, but you can't help but wonder what the heck goes down at them. Or do you love parties and wish more people talked about the unwritten rules? Well, today, we have gathered to discuss all of your assumptions about parties, game nights, raves, and any other function that you could think of. And we also have a very special guest. It is a Smosh OG, Sarah Whittle.
Oh, yay! Hi!
This is my first time here.
Oh my
Your
God.
First time making an assumption?
Ever. Wow. Yes. And it's a party.
It is a party.
Have
yes.
you ever filmed in a basement before?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, no? Oh! This is Assumptions Parties.
Yes. And next to Sarah, we also have some other Smosh people. Let's talk about them. Tommy Bow.
Hey, I've partied. I party. I do party stuff. I'm still young in parts of my body.
You've already been cast in this video. Don't worry.
It's an audition.
No, just my qualifications are...
Yes.
He's partied.
I've partied more than you have.
More than me.
Maybe I have a nemesis over here.
Oh, okay. And the nemesis is Chance McCrary. How you doing, Chance?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. This is just a party, you know? This
it
is how
is.
You meet people.
Yeah.
You've partied.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All the photos I've seen, all your parties are filled with the most beautiful people I've ever
They're
seen.
Hot.
They're so hot.
Chance had a
hot.
Gorgeous, gorgeous birthday party.
Yes, we recently had
it
that.
It was so gorgeous.
Can I be invited next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can fly in?
You have to
yes.
turn out an
It was animal theme, and you had to turn out.
You had
when
to
turn do I not turn out?
No, you turn out.
That's true.
Period.
Remember
I turn
when
out?
We all went out to WeHo and you were in a Christmas tree
yes!
outfit?
Yes.
That
I
was crazy.
So popular that night.
Yeah.
I was so popular that night.
Yeah.
And that's the best kind of parties when you're popular.
Yeah.
It was a hit in WeHo,
and
just
WeHo's
as a Christmas tree.
All right, so let's maybe get into these assumptions.
Can you get into your party mode?
Yeah.
When the girl in the movie takes off her glasses yeah. and
she becomes hot. She becomes hot. Can you become hot for us?
Oh my God!
And now I'm ready to party.
Whoa.
My lip was kind of caught with my teeth back there, so I think you get a good slow-mo shot of that.
We'll fix it in post.
Great. Okay, glasses goodbye. First assumption. I always assume I'm going to have a bad time at a party, but I usually have a pretty good time. This feels kind of universal.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm just relating to this person. Okay.
I think I wouldn't want to go if I thought I was going to have a bad time.
Well, and I'm the type of person that's like, you're going to have the time that you say you're going to have.
That's for real.
So that's the energy you're bringing to the party.
Yeah.
And so even if I'm not in the mood, I'll go in very low stakes. I think that's the mentality you should go into. If you're going out and thinking you're going to have a bad time, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah. There's times where it's like I get invited to a party and like I had like a really bad day and I haven't been able to shake it and I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna show up to this party not my best.
Mm.
I don't want to bring anyone down, so I'm not gonna go.
Yeah,
it's like you gotta bring what you know you're gonna bring, and then it will become what you bring.
Totally. It's almost like transparent, right? Like, you know, when you walk up to somebody at a party and you're like, you're bad vibes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
yes.
I don't want to bring bad vibes. Because no one wants to be the bad vibe.
This is also kind of reminding me of like how it is to work out at the gym. Where it's
100%.
Like, don't want to go to the gym. But then
yes.
you get to the gym and
that's
you're like,
real for
I'm
the
hot.
Gym.
Yeah,
no, that's
right.
for real.
Yeah.
Even if you go to the gym and you're there for like 20 minutes and you're like, I can't do this, you at least go, well, I made it.
I made it.
At least I
Hardest
it.
Part is showing up.
And then
that's
you
right.
feel better. Your endorphins are pumping.
Exactly.
I kind of feel the same way at a party. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Right.
Or it's like before you're like, oh, well, who am I going to talk to? And like, what if I spend money? But then once you're there, you're like, wait, I love friends.
Yeah
and you can always make new friends.
Like, new friends.
Yeah.
Making new friends is hard.
It is hard.
It's hard, but then it's also sometimes like butter. Like it'll just happen
exactly.
sometimes.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst when you're like, you don't know many people at a party and you like the first person you meet is kind of a buzzkill and then they like are with you the rest of the
yes.
night.
No.
Yes, yes.
And
God.
You're like, no.
I didn't. Yes.
Why did I use so much of my social skills?
Yes.
It's
and people
horrible.
Are like, so like, who are you guys?
So you
and
guys
like,
love
no,
each other.
With them.
And just, like, I met them just now.
Uh-huh. I actually just met this guy.
Yeah.
So
I think that's where like a good time to like bathroom break. Calls for itself.
100%.
Okay, yes. Yeah. And you know when it's like you like the dialogue that you just give to yourself that no one listens, that's like, oh, I need some ice.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Nobody
yeah,
heard
exactly.
that.
Oh, I need some ice.
You're like, you know what? I think I need
some ice. And then everyone's like, oh, she probably needed some ice.
Go do your thing, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
My personal best advice is if you are feeling like it might be a big challenge for you to go out to this party, I think give yourself a time limit. Like, a lot of the times when you go out, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, how late am I gonna stay? And am I gonna drink? And who am I gonna meet up with? I think designate a buddy. And then also just give yourself like, okay, if it hits 10 p.m. and I'm not vibing, I can come home.
I've done that so many times and it totally works. And usually by like 9:45, you're like, wow, it's almost 10? Nah, I'm not leaving. I'm having a good time.
Now we're generally entering the vibe of house parties here. I assumed parties were a place for people to mingle and how people got into casual dating, but I've literally never seen that in real life.
I definitely think that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Definitely mingling. I mean, casual dating, I think a party is a great opportunity to meet somebody.
For sure.
But it's, I don't know, maybe it's rare now to be like, oh, I'm dating somebody and we met at a house party?
I think that's still like a college thing. When I think of house parties, I went to the most house parties when I was in college. And was a part, like, yeah, it was a main group of friends, but then they would be friends or like siblings, or they would bring their friend from out of town or their hometown or whatever. And so I do feel like that's a more low key place than the bars to be like meeting people potentially that you could date.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely parties, be kissing some people.
That's what I was going to say. House parties are way more of a place to meet someone than a bar. Or like, you know, like a dance club or something.
Well,
I feel like at bars, you go out with people that you already know and you're meeting people you already know. You're not trying to meet people at the bar. But at a house party, it's more curated.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like everyone knows someone by some association.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
So that there's your conversation starter. How do you know Houseplant who's throwing this party?
Exactly.
I also want to point
that
out.
That Houseplant would never throw a freaking party.
Don't listen to him.
Oh my God, that is casual.
Do you see what just happened at this house party? We made a connection.
I assume that the good cry in the random upstairs bathroom and hide with the host's cat are both universal party experiences.
For sure. Mm. I feel like at one point, all of us have to have the party cry and the animal time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like, it's universal.
Your social battery sometimes can get overheated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel like there's a potential of that overheat to, like, cool down a little bit and you can go back out to the party, I feel like those are two good options to, like, jumpstart it.
Yeah. Sure. What is it that you guys think overheats your battery? Like, is it too many conversations? Is it like communicating with somebody that you aren't like immediately hitting it off with? Is it feeling alone?
Putting the pressure on me, asking me a lot of questions in a room of people I don't know who don't know me, and they're like specifically asking me questions. I'm like, no, I'm here to learn about you, actually.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Not doing show and tell on myself.
Feeling like the spotlight in a way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Similarly, I think for me, it's when I am mingling, I'm doing the thing of bopping, but I'm finding myself repeating a lot of the same things that I just said.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm starting to sound like a record player. It's not fun anymore. Now it feels like checking boxes of what I need to discuss. I need to step away and pet the cat.
Yeah, I think you just need to check in with yourself. I actually took a nap in the middle of my wedding party.
That's incredible.
Yeah, because I just was like, my ears were tired because it's like a lot of noise. I was like the bride, so it was like a lot of people talking to me. It was in Italy too, so it's like a little language barrier. So it was a lot going on.
Yeah.
So I just checked in with myself and I was like, you know what? I'll be better if I take a disco nap. I go upstairs in the silence, close my eyes for 10 minutes, and come back downstairs. And so that's what I did.
And it worked.
Yeah, and I didn't even tell anyone anything. I just was like disappeared for 10 minutes and came back.
That's incredible.
Love that.
Yeah.
Checking in with yourself is definitely good advice.
Yeah.
But I do think if you're like so devastated that you're like, I'm going to cry in the bathroom for more than like 5 minutes and can't get it together, it's okay to go home.
It's okay to go home.
It's okay to go home and go to your space and be comfortable in your space and like call it a night.
Now, it's interesting that you bring up space. Because our next assumption actually talks about the physicality of that. As a Southeast Asian person, I always assumed that the portrayal of house parties in Western media was the standard for what a house party should look like and how messy the parties can get. House parties might be something that we can all relate to, but that looks very different for lots of people.
100%.
Like, what we're probably all picturing right now is, like, semi the same. I feel like what I'm actually picturing is, like, stuff I've seen on TV as well.
Yeah, same.
Right? Like, the big, like, the stuff from, like, One Tree Hill and stuff like that.
And, like, old school, like, the house on the campus.
Yes.
And it's like, the red cups, and there's like just a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
But I very rarely have been to house parties like that, actually. Mm-hmm.
I've been to a few. I feel like there's also the whole factor of like you see that, and so you want that to happen at your house party. Mm-hmm. I feel like the house parties where it's like, we're here to get drunk. You know, like that feels like there's a few house parties that are like, that's the goal here is for all of us to get so drunk. Mm-hmm. Those usually look like the movie house parties, at least from what I've been able to like clock.
Yeah.
But there's so many house parties that are so chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like cocktails and hanging, and it's so, and the last few house parties I've been to, you hit a certain time where like half the people leave, and then you like look over to the host and we're like, let's start cleaning up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love
that era.
At a house party.
Yes.
Oh. Ooh.
It's happening awesome. Right now.
It's yes. so nice when you're hosting.
Suddenly, I have a task with yes. a goal. And like the brain juices that are like, ooh, I did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the host is like, thank you.
Yes. It's so nice.
And you're
nice.
Like, you're welcome. Thanks for throwing the party.
Yes,
and it takes like 10 minutes. You're like, let me just pick up all the shit everywhere.
Literally, it's just throw everything away.
Yeah. yeah. In college, that was like the morning after for all of us.
Right,
like
of
we'd wake yeah. up and we're like, okay, well,
we were
we'll help. But like now, older, it's like, okay, now.
You gotta do it the night before.
Now you do it the night of when, because it's also like not going yeah. till so late in the night. And I think that's such so a nice thing. It feels like community where you're
it's
like,
so nice.
We had a nice time. Let's like show our thanks to the host by like helping to clean.
That's also another interesting thing that I feel like it's probably, hopefully, taught to you, but most definitely, I think you understand it and hopefully follow through on it as an adult. Don't show up empty-handed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Showing up with something.
God. Everyone shows up empty-handed.
Right, right. They're just kind of there expecting to take up space and drink whatever they can and what they find and eat the food and then duck out. And it's like so unfair to
unless instructed, you don't show up. I think what's super helpful is like the party attendees be like, what do you need? And I'm like, I need a couple of bags of ice. I need a little bit of water.
Ice.
That's like top tier.
Moving on. If your friend dragged you to a party, they must stay with you for at least the first half of the party.
Oh.
How long is a party?
4 hours.
Define a party.
I kind of feel like the friend needs to stay with you the whole time kind of thing.
Oh, interesting.
I'm thinking if a friend invited me to a party, I mean, maybe it depends on the relationship.
Yeah.
But if it was like one of my besties.
And you're there plus one.
Exactly. Yeah. Like we're going to this party, like, yeah, we're doing it together. I feel like if they were ducking out, I mean, unless I'm having like a grand time without them and I know lots of other people, yeah. I feel like I would be like, yeah, I'll head out soon. Or like, you know, yeah. let's generally leave at the same time.
I feel like there's two sides to it. Because if you're being brought to a party, you kind of have this assumption that you're going to be...
yes!
He said
yes!
It!
Yes!
He said it!
That you're going to be buds with that person. But also, if you're bringing someone to a party, you want to help them, but you also don't want to like have to babysit them the whole time.
Yes.
You don't want to feel locked
yeah.
into them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a balance. I don't think there's a hard and fast rule
exactly.
about you for half the party you've got to stay. I think it's kind of like, I want to make sure you're comfortable once you're, you know, and you can even go like, hey, are you good? I'm going to go like,
exactly, yeah.
I'm going to go there. And then it's like, you can come if you want, but like, I'm going
to
go hang out with these people over there.
Yes.
And then, you know, flag it like that.
The culture of my friends has been that we can. So there's a lot of pre-games that go to different places and different events and different blah, blah, blah. But we'll go to the same pre-game. And it's just kind of an understanding for me that you just go and then you can go off
disperse.
Whenever you need to. You just like have to check in and say, I'm about to go here to this thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you want to come with me or are you going to stay here?
Yeah.
Totally,
once,
totally.
Once again,
I think I misread that at first because I was assuming.
Oh, sorry.
yes!
That this meant staying at the actual party, but this is specifically referring to staying with
each other,
right, yeah.
like side by side. And that I actually think I disagree with.
Oh, that's a hard
I think
no.
it's contextual, yeah. but I think like we're maybe more extroverted folks than like most people. So maybe an introvert feels like, hey, you brought me to this party, like kind of like let me be your shadow. But I also say like a party is like really a judgment-free zone. I really think so. So even if you're introverted, like you can survive on your, find your own fun. Like, it's the energy you put out and everything like that, I think. And also sometimes friends aren't reliable, especially when you're like younger in your 20s. Like, sometimes right. they're gonna ditch you. And so you kind of have to like, you know, make lemonade out of lemons or go home. And it's not the end of the world. It's like not that big of a deal.
Going back to it again, the first part of the sentence is actually crucial. If your friend dragged you to a party, it's this friend has specifically been badgering you and have been like, hey, I know you don't have plans Friday night. Please, please, please come. I really want to go and I don't want to go alone. Will you come with me, please?
Well, if they're saying that, please, I don't want to go alone, then I would, of course, assume that we would be hanging out all night. But if I'm being dragged to a party, first of all, you can't force me to do anything.
Exactly.
But if you're dragging me to this party, I feel like I would just be like, okay, I'm going to go, but I'm going to leave when I want to leave.
You know what
I
mean?
It's like, I'll be at this party, but as soon as I'm finished, it's like, well, then I'm my own agent then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm doing you a favor.
I'm doing you a favor. And once, you know, you feel like I've done the favor, it's like, okay, we're here at the party. You feeling good? I'm going to leave. I don't want
to
be here.
Which, how long do you have to stay to complete that favor? To be like, I did it. I went with you.
It's whatever the person who dragged you there feels good.
Good. I'm saying 30 minutes.
30 minutes is so fast.
Now, we touched on games a little bit earlier, but we're specifically dealing with board game parties now.
Ooh.
Board games. This person assumes that board game parties are for people who don't know how to socialize.
What?
Ooh.
No.
That's an assumption, all right.
Yep, absolutely. I feel like this is just your classic game night, which I know we all love.
The most fun and relationship-building nights I've had are board game nights. 100%. Because I think the like negative side of house parties is sometimes you don't get to connect with like all the people that you wanted to connect or meet them or like whatever. And same with those like tabletop parties like beer pong and stuff. Like, it creates a fun moment, like, and relationships and like
competition
and lore and inside jokes. Like, totally. I think it's actually like such a great vehicle to create more lasting relationships and memories with each other.
Totally. Yeah.
And they're usually more low key.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, it's you know, you're more open. It's more of a flow. There's less of a chance to have like a bad time.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And that I feel like fully encapsulates like the game night. But this next assumption is kind of introducing playing a board game maybe while at a house party, like on the side. I foolishly assume that if we start playing a card or board game at a party, that everyone will actually play.
Ooh, that's tough.
So set the scene a little bit. It's a party, and now suddenly you're like, I have a fun game that we could play.
Even like drinking games, like it has to be the right game for the right crowd.
Exactly.
Because if you choose the wrong game and it's too many people or they're not focused, it's over.
Yeah. It needs to be a simple game that people can come in and out
of. Exactly.
Yes. But it's a bold move to be like, I know what we should do.
Right. It's kind of like right underneath pulling out a guitar.
It is such a bold move, but I feel like it's also,
if you
introduce it, make the decision boldly, but you don't hold on so tight.
Exactly.
You don't keep trying to fight the flow.
Oh no, if it doesn't work. Yeah.
Because then everyone's like, ugh, you're making the vibes bad because you're shushing people now at this party to try to focus on your game that no one seems to want to play, but you're so attached to it that you won't give it up.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to like, you gotta feel the flow out and set up proper expectations. It's like, hey, everyone, we're going to have a board game night with some drinks. There are 700 rules.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for 700 rules. Because I would go, oh, that's not...
I'm not showing up. Yeah, if it's a game with like 700 rules, you got to like give them the heads up. I think also what is like really annoying is when someone doesn't want to play by any of the rules. Like kind of like when you're playing with grandma. And grandma just wants to... I'm not talking about cheating.
I felt ahem being targeted with my head turned. Rule pitching is very fun when it is content focused, but agreed not at a party.
She said it here, folks.
But then also, you can't be a hardcore rule policeman. Because are we not here to have fun?
Yes.
Are we not here to enjoy our time?
Exactly.
But don't break the rules like crazy.
Well, one type of party that board games are probably not going to be at are Hollywood parties.
Okay, transition.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
I assume Hollywood parties are actually miserable and overwhelming, but social media makes it seem like everyone is having the best time.
Now, what are we describing as Hollywood parties?
This one feels like an influencer event kind of thing, right? Yeah. That's kind of what the question's implying.
I'm imagining like Hollywood Hills. This is like, you know.
Yeah, like some beauty brands having like a little party, a little pop-up.
I've been to some very, very fun ones.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I have been to a lot of
Yeah,
it's just like, I don't think I've been to many bad, like this was so bad.
Oh yeah.
But it's mostly
it's just like, okay.
Okay, I got free shit.
Yeah.
Walked around,
and didn't spend any money.
Yeah.
Met a couple people that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't negative.
It was just.
But it was just like.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of it too is like random people that you just met, or like a lot of stuff that's happened to me at these parties too is people will just come over and they'll just immediately be like, hey, what's your social?
Yeah.
And right, like, it's like, ew.
Well, don't we want to pretend to get to know each other first? But yeah. Like immediately right to the Instagram.
And I'm not going to lie, me and Angela have, we have torn up some parties where we just have so much fun because we truly, so many people at Hollywood parties, these events, care so much about what everyone thinks of them and how they're interacting.
Yeah.
And they are really, they don't go to many parties. Mm. Like they go to, these are their social events. And so they don't like know what to do at parties. They're just as party depriven as people who are super anxious. And like, I mean, they are super anxious. This is like where they go to party. But me and Angela are like, okay, let's go to the hat booth.
Yes.
Let's go to the dance floor. And we'll be like tearing it up. And people are like watching us, like standing around like, whoa, what is going on? It's such a weird middle ground where we get to still have fun at these events.
Totally. I think that's key is that you got to make your own fun.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know? Because really they've just set up the party and they want you to engage with like the different activations or the little things or get a drink or whatever and post content. And like, I'm always someone that's like, I'm going to be the first one to do it because I think there's also like a shyness. Like, there's, like, party shy as a group. And they're like, oh, there's, like, a little seating area over there with snacks, but no one's over there, so I won't go. And I'm someone that's like, I've been on both ends of this as the attendee and as the person that set ups. And the thing I want is for the attendees to, like, go and engage with the different types of things. So I think you're doing the right thing because oftentimes when I do that, people follow. Like, they will do it, and I'm influencing them. And then the vibes are so much better, and it's actually getting crowded over here. Like, that kind of thing. I think if it's like a brand thing, that's like what you should do. And you should also mingle and talk with people. You don't have to always talk to people that'll like get you further in life.
I never ask for someone.
So
I do not
lame.
Care. I am not, networking is not like, let me actually network with
exactly,
you.
Exactly,
yes.
Sorry for that voice, but it was like, I don't know what
you
that
should
was.
Be. Yeah.
But it's like networking in person, creating real relationships.
Yes. Yeah.
Like real connection.
Networking is just making friends. That's what it actually is.
Yes. Right.
This assumption says, I assume it's not cool to try to talk to celebrities if you see them at a party. How do we engage?
It depends on if you're acting like a regular person or not.
Mm-hmm. Or are you like, you and me, we're so about this.
I think it's like, because we've all been like approached before. Not that we're, I don't think we're on the level that this assumption is kind of talking about, but like it's still the same style interaction. When I walk by someone and they go, Tommy! It's like, hey, whoa.
Yes.
You know, but if someone just like, hey, what's up? Yeah, no, pretty cool. Big fan of your work, by the way.
Yeah,
if you're just like, if you treat them like a human being that's there with
you. And do not touch. This is for the public. Do not touch people you don't know.
I feel like you definitely can talk to celebrities. Just talk to them like a normal person. You're at the party, they're at the party. You are equals here.
Mm. And you know them. They don't know you.
Right.
You have a comfortability
approach
with them that they don't have with you. With you.
Yeah.
So get to their level.
It's like you don't know them. Treat them like you don't know them.
They're
like,
a stranger.
Would you hug a random woman on the street? No, you probably wouldn't.
Hopefully
so
not.
So don't hug me either because I'm a random woman to you.
I was waiting for that.
Exactly. No, it truly is just so delicate though because I think we've also all been in that position where it's like you do see somebody that maybe you used to watch them on a TV show that you really like and it is kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm like starstruck a little bit. But you have to have that sort of like, okay, calm down. Nobody would want to talk to me if I was like, but they'll want to talk to me if it's like, hey, I'm cool. You're cool.
And I think you should approach it like situationally. Like look at if they have, if it's a meet and greet line, that's a situation. If they have security, if they have
that's
their
huge.
Kids.
Yeah.
Like you have to be very aware. And you also have to be okay with the fact that like you don't have to engage with them. And if you do, it's most likely going to be a very short conversation and that's okay. Like if they're at a party and they're getting paid to be at the party, like they have a job to do.
Opposite of a Hollywood party, perhaps, is a costume party.
Oh. Ooh.
Kind of in the season for us as we film this, as Halloween is approaching.
I love a costume party.
Love a costume
Me
party.
Too.
This person assumes, I'm going to be too dressed up for a costume party, but then everyone else is more dressed up than me.
Here's my philosophy. If you're overdressed, you're never underdressed.
Exactly.
And so if you come and you're stunting in an outfit, who's going to be hating?
I have never gotten overdressed. I've never gotten the idea of overdressed. I'm like, okay, slay.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it has never been out of place for me. Like, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I've never been like, what are you wearing? That's way too much.
Yeah.
No.
And one of my favorite compliments I've ever gotten about my style is like, they said, you dress really smart. And I'm like, ooh, I really like that. So, like, if it's a costume party, I love a good theme. It gets me into, like, the character and stuff. It's just, like, good old-fashioned fun just to be fun.
Tummy. Yeah.
And what do you think?
I share the sentiment exactly. It's like, if you're going, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing a costume party, like, go for it. But then also, for a Halloween party, like, I feel like we can all let go of the guilt of, like, a bad Halloween costume.
Yes.
No one's going like, oh, you have like a $15, like, Amazon costume on. Like, it's like, some of us aren't Halloween people. Some of us are bad at preparing for Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
So, and I used to feel guilty. I used to not like Halloween because I was like, I never prep and I'm going to go to these like parties and I'm going to feel so ashamed of not having a good costume. It's like, that actually was me doing that. And no one else was actually judging. We're all just here to have a party and it's a thing.
Well, you know, sometimes I think your environment does provide the structure for what your costume should be. Specifically with this assumption, this person assumes gay costume parties are way more on theme and costumed than straight costume parties.
True. I would say true most of the time.
Yeah, I like, agree.
It's just
gays love to dress up.
Yeah. And that's, and that's when you
the freedom of shackles of socio norms are not there anymore.
We're already
fighting against the current, so like you can dress up on anything you want.
True.
Yeah. And then again,
more
it's
creative.
Like
mm-hmm.
and a lot of and sometimes it's like a lot of less creative. And sometimes it's just like that's you are wearing a thong. Like
exactly.
That is, how are you Superman? How are you Superman? Yeah.
But then it's also like work.
I have an S necklace. Okay, like, I guess you're right.
Work.
You're
but
Superman.
That's all you're wearing.
That's the only thing on your body right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to get into the more intense parties as we naturally segue into this. And when I think of an intense party, I think of a rave.
Ooh.
Have we been to raves? Anybody?
Sure, of course.
Yes.
I've never been to a rave
either.
I want to go to one.
I don't know if I want to.
It depends on the rave.
There's so many different genres.
Because if you're just saying rave, that is one specific type of thing. And I went to a rave recently. The music was so bad. Mm. But like I went with my friend and I was like, okay. And I was like, maybe it'll get better. And I'm sitting there and I'm like,
what did you wear?
Yeah.
What did you wear to this rave?
I forget. Well, because one time she invited me to a rave that was a gay rave and I had no idea. And so I was wearing like a leather jacket and like full pants. And I showed up and everyone's in shorts and like a tank because it's supposed to be like a kind of like gay rave. And so I went home because it was like 3 a.m. and I was dressed wrong.
So
and so
funny.
I was like,
oh, you were at
we're
a
not.
Circuit party?
Yeah, I didn't know it was a circuit party. She was there for the music. And I was like,
the music?
No, literally. She was like, I love this DJ. And so like, I was like, oh yeah, sure. I'll go to a music thing with you. And after it's fun. And I was like, oh,
this
is a gay circuit party. Yeah.
I see.
I've been to, same person, went to that other rave. Music was and it's fine. Honestly, a rave community rocks.
Yeah.
Everyone's really supportive. Everyone's there to have fun. Yeah. Everyone's like,
there's not a lot of fights.
There's no fights. I've never seen a fight.
No,
it's always
either.
Very like, oh, like this person is a little drunk. You'll go like, hey, you good? Can I get you water or something? Mm-hmm. Like you're taken care of. It's very communal.
Much
you know.
More fights at a baseball game or a...
Exactly.
At any sports event.
Exactly.
Well, this person kind of agrees with your most recent experience, Tommy. The assumption here is getting ready for the rave is actually more fun than the rave itself.
Ooh.
It depends, right?
I mean, yeah. this kind of feels along the lines of like the pregame before the party.
Yes.
And the pregame when you're playing the drinking game, you're just with your friends. It's a safe little like house mini party. Always more fun.
Yes.
Always more fun. You leave the location and you're like, guys, remember.
Can we go back?
King's Cup.
Sometimes the Uber on the way there is really fun.
It's iconic, actually.
It is iconic. Yes. If the music is great, you're like, yes.
And the Uber driver is just right.
And proximity, too. You're just so close together for that.
Yeah. Except when you're in the passenger seat and you're like, what was the joke?
Yeah.
you're in the passenger seat. I guess I'll get some ice.
Right. And then you sit by the bar and the three back there are like besties and you're like, well, I know the Uber well.
There's like a party here in LA that I guess you could call a rave, but it's not really a rave. It's called Heaven. It's a lot of fun. But it's more of like a queer event, I guess, because it used to just be like underground, like electronic music. And it was very like, Uber dancing, but it was, you go there for the musician that you know. Mm. And it's still kind of like that, but now it's like, now there's like drag performances and it's all about the look you bring. And so it's like, for me personally, I was more down to just put on some clothes, feel okay, and like watch this music happen. And then now it's like, if I'm gonna go to Heaven, I'm like, what am I gonna wear? What am I gonna, because now it's a event.
Absolutely.
But either way, parties like that where there's a lot of different things going on, you can like, I'm gonna go like watch this happen or listen to this, and I'm gonna go outside and hang out, and then I'm gonna come back in and get a drink or whatever, versus like a traditional rave, which is like, there is DJ. We are here dance. Mm. This is all night.
Yes.
It's like, it's a different vibe. So I think it depends on what party it is as to whether it's more fun than the pregame.
This assumption says, if I don't get at least 3 compliments from random girls in the bathroom, I assume the outfit I'm wearing isn't good enough.
Aww.
Now, what I'd like to say, my theory on fashion and outfits is, like, yes, it's the piece itself. It's also the person and how they bring it to life. But I think it's also how you feel about your look.
Yes.
And I think that is also transparent. Like, if you're wearing a new T-shirt, I feel like there's just an attitude about yourself and your look that you kind of give off new shirt. Mm-hmm. And people can sense that. And that's why they're like, I like that shirt. And you're like, it's new. How'd you know? Because I'm giving that attitude.
I mean, getting compliments is always nice, especially on your outfit or whatever. But I think it's not a necessity to know that, like, you're looking great and feeling fine. I think it should all be self-fulfilling.
Yes.
So it's like, you feel good. It doesn't matter if you don't get any compliments. If you think you look hot, you're hot. And so I don't think you should look for that outside validation for, like, what is a good enough outfit. Mm-hmm. But I get it. I've also done that when I, like, go to work and I'm like, Claudio, no one's complimented my outfit today. But it's definitely not ruining my day. I know I look good.
The power really is in you. And you know, there's no day that is mostly about you than your birthday. Birthday parties.
Dear Lord.
So
I'm going to say, you've been deeply successful this entire time. That was the only one that we saw through the
course. Birthday parties! Okay. First up, the assumption is, the thing I was told in elementary school about birthdays is you have to invite everyone or people will be sad and feel left out, which is actually a terrible way to make a guest list for a party.
Correct.
Yeah.
How do we decide?
This is a tough one. I think when you're in like elementary school, that makes sense. It makes sense to like invite most of the kids in the class. But I think it's a tough one because you also run into like, if I don't invite Chance, like, but I do invite Tommy, is Tommy
what
accidentally going to reveal?
At least you got mentioned.
You needed ice.
Who's that?
I think there's just a worry that the word will go around, that like not everyone's invited. So I think that's always tough. But if we're being real, exactly. Mm. Like, I'm not friends with everyone.
Right.
And it's not your responsibility to make everyone happy. And
true.
Their happiness is not your job.
Exactly, yeah.
I would say that the transition, I think, happens around middle or high school. Because in elementary school, you have a class, and these are the people that you're seeing every single day. And I would say, if I were a parent and my kid was the only one not invited to a birthday party, I think I would absolutely bring this up to the school board. And I would be like, excuse me, my child was left out. I think once we get to about middle school where it's like we have lots of classrooms and lots of children and there are more people not invited, then it feels a little less like a responsibility to include everybody. Mm-hmm. maybe. Yeah. I'm not a parent, but I just feel like I have to go to bat for my kid.
I feel like the age where I was like, I don't want that person. I don't want, it was never like one targeted thing unless there was like a, but what if there's a bully? What if that child is bullying?
But I remember like having like sleepovers.
The rest of the class, like he deserves to not be, he's a bully and yeah. It's gonna make everyone's time worse.
That's true.
So it's like, I don't think you need to invite the whole class. It's like, I would trust my child. I nannied and worked with children for so long. And I, speaking from my own memory, like by third grade, I knew who I wanted to be at my birthday party.
Yes.
I didn't need to invite the whole class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's like, I want Hudson, I want Alan, I want Justin, I want Carter.
Yeah.
Like that's who I want at my, I don't need the whole class.
Totally, yeah. Maybe it is once you reach that level of the child being able to have that agency and being able to have the conversation of this is who I want and this is who I don't want versus like maybe younger kids who are just like, these are all my friends, what's a classroom?
Yeah.
No, it's messy. And it when it comes to weddings, that's when it gets really spicy.
Yeah.
And there's like, sometimes it's like you have to send the invite to the people even though you know they won't go and blah, 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 blah.
Courtesy invites.
Yeah, I always think that's difficult, but ultimately like we are all adults here and you should realize like when it's a certain party, the dynamic of people that I'm going to invite versus not invite. If you're being real, then it's not that big of drama.
Well, we have one final assumption.
Okay.
And this is about the conversations inside of parties. This person assumes that parties are just for talking about how crazy other parties were.
Oh.
Definitely has happened before. You know, you're at a party and you're like, how crazy was last night? Or, you know, how about that?
You're going to a party two nights in a row? Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Sometimes.
I feel like this happens at something like an event that takes place monthly or something, and then you're at this, and then you're like, oh, well, last month's was way more fun or something like that. Mm. But that feels so situational and like kind of rare. I feel like I'm not talking about other parties at parties that I'm at. I'm talking about this party.
What is usually talked about? Like, what do you guys feel like is your go-to? Or usually, like, how was your day earlier? What were you doing before this?
It can be anything. Sometimes it's the really cheese board.
Yeah.
Like, did you try this cheese? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I know they made cheese like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or about each other's pets.
Totally. Yes, that's always a good one.
What are you watching?
Questions are difficult. I feel like you gotta know. Because, right, we don't want to go to the, like, I'm asking so many questions that this person feels like they have a spotlight on them. But you do want to get to know them and maybe also ask interesting questions.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the easiest way to bond with somebody.
Yes.
When you ask them something that, like, really makes them think and you're both like, ooh, yes, and you're getting creative and it has nothing to do with your life or your job, but just, like, some concept that you're both discussing. It has to be the right vibe, but I think that's a great way to connect with somebody.
Yeah, okay. Arasha, space or time?
Space.
Why?
I just think space is so interesting. Not, like, space up there, but, like, physical space that we take up. I had this phase where, like, months at a time, that was all I wanted to talk about. Like just imagine how many people have been in this circle before us.
Ooh.
And have been discussing their assumptions of other topics. Or, like just other creators that took up this space and were in the room.
At another time?
At another
time. Wow. It's been incredible getting to know you at this party right now, Arasha.
Sorry, I'm a little f***ed up right now.
And we didn't even talk about other parties.
Do you need to go get
some water. Wake up.
Does anybody else have like a hot take about parties or any assumptions that you have about parties?
I have a question.
Please.
Because this is a debate between my husband and I. Is I kind of love to put like an estimated end time on the invitation.
Ah.
Now that I'm getting older, because I don't want to be doing like a 2 a.m. like board game night or whatever. So I'll do like a from 7 to 10-ish kind of situation. Does that feel lame to like put a little end time on sometimes?
I've started
like that?
Doing that. Not as an end time. More as like, if you're gonna be, people are so late in LA.
This is true.
Especially to like social events, like people will show up an hour, 2 hours after.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I've started putting an end time, not to be like, you have to go home at this time, but to give people a gauge. Like if you're planning on coming that late, it might not be worth it for you.
Yeah.
But then also to say, if that's still worth it for you, you know what time it's around estimated to end. So now you can come for that hour if you want to come for that hour.
Yes, I love that logic.
That feels appropriate.
If you see that end time, it'd be like, oh, well, maybe I won't show up. Like, there's a party tonight I'm going to that starts at 9. Mm-hmm. And then it says from like, it's like 9 to 12. And I'm like, I know it's going till 2. I know the 12 is there so I don't miss my friend's DJ set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, so but it's that
like,
is so
it makes
real.
Sense. They put the break on it. So it's like, oh, so definitely come way before then. But I don't need to be there at 9.
Yes.
But it rewrites the lateness then.
Unless you came there with one person, you don't need to say goodbye. Especially if you're interrupting people's conversation to say goodbye.
Huge. Okay.
Especially if you're making an announcement that you're leaving.
Mm.
Way to kill the vibe.
True.
Way to let everyone know that they should also leave. Like, or like miss you now that you're gone.
Yeah.
No, just
big
walk.
Fan of the Irish goodbye is what you're saying.
Walk out. Oh.
I've never left a party going, they didn't say bye to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It was just like, oh, I guess they went home.
Yeah.
So just leave. It's
that
chill.
Is so
you
interesting.
I feel like this
is something I'm learning. No,
I think it's like it depends.
You're a big proponent of I'm gonna come up. It's sweet. It is nice.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same way.
Yeah, I love just checking in with each person, just being like, we're ducking out. Yeah. So good to see you. See you Monday.
It makes sense when there's like 15 people.
Yeah. But a massive party, you don't need to go to everybody. That's so true.
Yeah.
It is, again, another delicacy of the Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's so true that you also don't want to interrupt conversations, and you definitely don't want to bring down the vibe by being like, I'm leaving, so other people should start to.
Yeah.
Unless the host is like, leave. And tell people.
Yeah.
Anybody else for a final hot take?
I had one, but it left my brain.
Party.
So.
Oh. Should we all go have a party right now?
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, please.
I think just as a species, humans, I think we should celebrate a little bit more the wins that we have in our lives, you know?
I love that.
I think we should just have a little more celebration. Like, ooh, I got my graduate's degree. I'm gonna throw a party about that, you know? And as opposed to like, oh, it's just my birthday, or what, I think, like, let's have more little parties.
I agree.
I love that.
I agree.
That actually, I think, sprung something in me about the birthday party. I just wanna say this out loud. I don't know if it's something that I necessarily agree with, but again, I read it somewhere. Your birthday party is like the one day in the entire year that is specifically about you. So if people don't come to that birthday party, it's basically a sign that they don't really care about you.
But it's not.
You disagree.
I disagree.
Well, if you give everyone in your life a 5-hour window to prove that they care about you, that's a lot, that's hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm pooping so much, I can't go.
Now
I'm not your friend forever.
Simply out of the country.
For
exactly.
sure.
Exactly, don't live
so
here.
So that's why you have more parties that are about you.
Maybe I'm having a bad day and I'm gonna be vibe and I don't want to be there because I'm just gonna be miserable.
Totally.
And I said that earlier, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, give yourself more opportunities to friends to show up for you.
Yeah, there's maybe just an overemphasis on the birthday, which
Agreed.
Is like, yes, I was born on this day, but also I got my graduate degree. Let's celebrate me this way and show me that you care about me.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice.
So I'm gonna have a party tonight.
Oh, I'm having a really bad day.